What do experts think about this that might differ from how non-experts view it? Well, I think it makes you study the techniques of surgery and the challenges actually faced by contemporary surgeons. Non-experts probably don't deal very much with that sort of thing. But it is important because primary healing of wounds is vital to everybody. Very often with the old-fashioned guillotine type of operation, the bone end would come through the wound and the wound would not heal, an infection might supervene. So this limb reflects on trying to achieve a perfectly shaped, well-healed conical stump that would fit into the fruitwood bucket of this elegant limb. The other aspects of rehabilitation after surgery were at this time absolutely minimal. There was no physiotherapy. Pain relief was on demand. And again, you could buy analgesics ad lib at that time if you needed them. Certainly, as he wore this artificial limb and time went on, Anglesey had quite severe stump pain and what is known as phantom limb. And it's a complex situation arising from ascending stimuli from nerves in the stump region, making the amputee believe that the limb is still there. So one can go into all these little aspects of surgery and post-operative recovery and remark on the huge credit that must go to the willpower and strength of men recovering from operations, and these days one would add women as well.